All right, Jabo, say good morning. So we're picking up today with Perek Zayin. So remember again that Ramchal says Beber Chalki Azrizus. Remember, we're in the middle of the midah of Zrizus. I guess the English word that's often used is alacrity, right? Zeal or eagerness, and we'll see eagerness in what. So writes to Ramchal, Chalki Azrizus Shnayim. There are two parts to the midah, to the attribute of Zrizus. Echad Kodem Haschalas HaMaisa. One is a zrizus before you begin to do something, the echad acharichin, and another is the zrizus after one has already begun to act. Kodim haschalas hamaisu. So before one begins to act, shelo yachmitza adam es hamitza. So we'll say this is the zrizus that we are most normally acquainted with, namely that if an opportunity comes your way, do not let it, don't let it become chametz. We're still in the mindset a little bit, right? Don't let it pass you by. But rather, when the time for a mitzvah comes, or the opportunity is presented before you, or you think about the possibility of doing it, go ahead and accelerate the pace of your actions in order to do it, to grab it and to do it. Don't allow time to elapse. Why? Look what he writes. Because there is no greater danger like this one. Asher hine korega shemischadesh yuchal lischadesh eze ik of l'masatar. This is a very profound idea. Because Ramchal writes that if there's an opportunity to do something and you wait, every single moment that you wait, something else comes up that could prevent you from doing it. It's a very profound idea that life has all different kinds of things that kind of come up moment to moment. And if you delay doing the things that you know that you should do or take advantage of the opportunities that you would like to, inevitably some type of ikuv, some type of delaying factor, something preventative will come up and will preclude you from doing the thing you want to do. And the rabbis even taught us about this reality. Remember when it came time to anoint Shlomo, David said to his general, Benayo ben Yehoyada, Vahoratatem oso el Gichon. You will go out and take him down to the Gichon. The Gichon, of course, is a spring in Yerushalayim. And we know the halacha is that they're moshchin malachim. They go out and they anoint kings by springs. Va'ana Benayahu, amen. Kain Yomar Hashem. And Benayahu said, yes, of course, amen. So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amruzan, the rabbis comment on this. Right? Pinchas, Rabbi Chanan de Tzipori. Vahalo kvar ne'amar, hine ben nolad lach. Vahu yihye ishminucha. Ella had Ella Harbe Kategorin Yamdu Mikan Vad Gichon. This is very interesting. So Pinchas says, but once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already confirmed the fact that Shlomo was going to go ahead and be the next king. If you have the red edition over here, he says Hu Ye Ishminucha Kilomar Hari David Hamelech Huftach but Divrei Hashem Elav. David Hamelech was already promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Shlomo was going to be king. So this is very profound. So what the Gemara is asking is, David says to Benayo, go take Shlomo, take him down to the Gichon and anoint him. And Benayo says, Amen, Ken Yomar Hashem. Now, so when he says, Amen, this is what Hashem says. So this is a tefillah. So the Gemara says, why is there a need for a tefillah if God already promised that Shlomo is going to be a king, and not just a king, but what? But a successful king. To which the Gemara answers, because in life, sometimes even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures you of something, it does not mean that there may not be other things that come up that make the ride a bit bumpy. And by the way, we know this, we learned this in Navi, that as much as God assured David of Shlomo's reign, Shlomo Melech's reign does not end in an easy fashion. It ends in a turbulent fashion, despite the divine promise. So it's interesting, the point that he's making over here is that even a divine assurance does not go ahead and necessarily indicate that the passage of time will not bring some level of turbulence. Alkein, his hero is Zichron Levracha. Therefore, the rabbis encouraged us. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Remember again, the pasuk says, "You shall guard the matzos." And what do we? And what do we? And we darshan that. We darshan ushmartem es hamitzvos. Mitzvah habal yadecha al tach mitzena. That if a mitzvah comes to your hand, do not allow it to become chametz. In other words, an opportunity comes your way, do not allow it to go. Don't allow for the passage of time. Grab it. Va'amru li'olam yaktim avar ledvar li'olam yaktim adam ledvar mitzvah shebischar layla echad shektima bechir letzira zachsa v'kadma arba doros b'yisrael malchus. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. He says over here that the proof that a person should always be makdim into a dvar mitzvah is the daughters of Lot, which is a very interesting circumstance in which to bring a proof. But the idea is that because the older daughter was more proactive than her younger sister, remember the first daughter who engaged in an incestual relationship with her father produced the nation of Moab, and it's from the nation of Moab ultimately that Rus comes and David HaMelech comes. Now later on Shlomo HaMelech marries a woman who is the name of Naama HaAmonis, who we just learned about this past Yom Tov. Naama HaAmonis is the mother of Rechavam, who is the son of Shlomo HaMelech, who reigns when Shlomo dies. So interestingly enough, the Gemara says that because the Bechira, because the older sister exhibited a quote-unquote sense of Zrizos, so therefore she was privileged to produce David, whereas ultimately Naama, who was a little less Zariz, was only privileged to produce Rechavam a number of generations later. So it's interesting, by the way, that becomes like the example for Zrizos, but the Gemara is making a point. Va'amru, Zrizim makdimim l'mitzvos. And so to again, Chazal say that Zrizim, those who are Zariz, makdimim l'mitzvos, ultimately again try to get in front, or kodem, get in front of the mitzvos, get in front of the opportunities. V'chin amru, so to the rabbi said, the olam yaru Adam ledvar mitzvah va'afilu b'Shabbos. A person should always run to a dvar mitzvah even on Shabbos. I'm supposed to say, the chab over there is on Shabbos. One is not supposed to run. One's not supposed to run. You know, so let's say someone I jog every day. So Shabbos, one's not supposed to run for a number of different reasons. Number one is because, well, in the exercise perspective, there's a notion of exertion, but also just generally, people are running around all the time during the week. The idea is that on Shabbos, a person's walking should be different than it is the rest of the week. Right? You're walking on Shabbos should be different than you're walking during the week. So thereby, however, for a dvar mitzvah, one is absolutely permitted to run. He goes on, Ubemedrash, in the Medrash, it says, Huyinageyo almus. So literally, he will go ahead, Niyanageyo means direct you almus, bizrizos. Ki ilein ulimte, kimada at amar, bisoch alamos tofefos. So there's a little bit of a drush over here. They say that almus is like alamos, young girls. And just like the young girls are always running around, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct us in a way that gives us incredible energy for Zrizos. Ki HaZrizos, Hi Midas Shlemos Godel. Because we both say Zrizos is a very important Midah. And she says, Midas Shlemos Godel, which means you cannot be complete without Zrizos. Now, I both say, remember that this goes back to when we started Zrizos a while ago, before Pesach. The reason why it's so important is because of the next line, Asher Teva Shala Adam Mona Mimeno Ato. Because we both say, the Teva of man is not to be Zaris. Remember again, it's very important. He said, the nature of man is to be lazy. Now, but he says that's the default. Now, the reason for that, remember he said, is because man is made up of matter, and matter's natural state is what? To be at rest. The only time that man moves is if there's inertia, right? If there's some force that acts upon. So this is very important. So our teva is to be lazy and to be at rest. Zrizos, therefore, the reason why it's such a difficult thing is because ultimately it makes me go against a little bit of my innate, not a little bit, it makes me go against my innate human nature. But that's why the Ramchal also says that it's Midas Shlemos Godel. It's not just simply that it's a nice Midah, it's really necessary for a person's sense of Shlemos. Asher Teva Shala Adam Mona Mimeno Ata. That the Teva, the nature of man, is not really for him to be Zariz. This is a Midah, Rabbi said, that we actively have to acquire. Umisha Miskaber V'Tofisba Komashi Yuchal. Someone who grabs this Midah of Zrizos. and is able to hold onto it, to the greatest of his ability, and this is very profound also, he will go ahead and in the future, he will acquire it be'emes, in truth, asher bori yisparach yitna lo scharo, this baruch will give him his reward, chelef mashishtadl achareha bizman avodaso, literally corresponding to the amount of effort he put in at the time of his avoda. And if you look at footnote 15, if you're looking in the red edition, he says, "Afshel asid lavo ein la adam avodas bechira hamas kikol ezrizos ela kabolas schar bilvad hari bichlas scharot yehi dmuso lemalachim shem bali midazu pavalusim." So first of all, the Ramchal is telling us that after 120, so part of the reward that we get in Olam Haba is not just about, and we know this already, is not just about the mitzvos we do, but also what? How we do those very mitzvos. So the idea is that a person could do a whole bunch of mitzvos, but if a person is lazy, or a person is slothful, or a person just is not, never has an eagerness. So of course, again, remember, it's still good to do mitzvos, even if you don't do them with zrizos. It's good to do mitzvos however you do mitzvos. But l'maisa, after 120, part of what comes into the calculation of schar for us in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whether or not we exhibit in zrizos. But I think also, you can understand that la'asid lavo doesn't just have to be Mashiach. What Ramchal could also be telling us is that hinei la'asid lavo yiskel b'em. So we'll say, the way it works with acquiring most midos is how, let's say for example, a person has a bad temper and a person always gets angry. So what happens if a person gets angry? So what happens? You have to work on yourself. So the first time, so you're still seething mad inside, but you just control your temper a little bit, but you're still very angry. And then as time goes on, what happens? You change your teva. And suddenly, over time, you're no longer as angry as a person. So even inside, that anger is not bubbling as much. That's the character refinement starts. At first, for lack of a better term, you fake it a little bit, right? You fake it. You do it behaviorally. Even on your inside, you're not really feeling it as much. So what Ramchal is also saying is when it comes to zrizos, sometimes in the beginning, I'm not zoriz. Like, I'm not really excited to do something. I'm not really eager to do it. But, says Ramchal, if you exhibit behavioral zrizos, right? If you go ahead and you exhibit, again, a certain sense of external zrizos, then lemaisa, again, the time will come when what? Where you actually feel it inside. Do it enough behaviorally, and ultimately will become part of your set of midos as well. Right? So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Mirat Hashem page Ayin Vav tomorrow.